Retired MP Charlie Angus came to Picton Monday night with his resistance tour and pushback against Donald Trump. The Regent Theatre was filled with Elbows Up supporters, enthusiastic to hear and be inspired by Angus's passionate presentation. Here are some of the highlights of the Charlie Angus Resistance event.
The resistance begins here. I say that from the talks I have with people all over the world, and particularly people in the United States, who are terrified as people are being dragged off the streets and kidnapped and threatened with deportation, while judges are being arrested and taken away, while mayors of cities are being attacked, the disappearance of the rule of law. We are not talking about a tariff trade war. That's bogus. We are talking about the rise of fascism today. And you know, to be here in a community with a newspaper that has been in existence since, what, 1830? That's an extraordinary line, unbroken line. It's really important to think about these things at this time because we've let so much slip away on our watch. It wasn't our fault. We were all, I mean, God, I'm obsessed with my gadgets just like everyone else. We were sleepwalking. But the right wing were not sleepwalking, they were planning. And Rush Limbaugh, who's one of the godfather of the whole MAGA movement, he talked about the four pillars that had to be destroyed. One was government, one was independent media, one was academia, and the fourth was science. And with Donald Trump in 2025, you see the full-on attack on every sector of independence, on objectivity, on facts. So this is not a trade war, folks. There's something bigger going on here. And the reason that you are the resistance is that we expected, well, you know, being Canadians, okay, they get really loud down there sometimes. They get kind of crazy. But this is now on our side of the border. When Trump says never say never, I was thinking about that. Okay, I'm a guy. And I was like, okay, but they said, Dad, this guy's a convicted sexual predator. Never mean never. No means no. He just laughed it off. So the media were like, oh, well, Donald Trump backed off. No, he didn't back off on the threat to our nation, our threat to have a nation and our own sovereignty. He didn't back off. He said, never say never. That's what a predator says. And then he talked about the line, the border, this arbitrary line. He said, who put that line there? Well, the original line was negotiated in 1783 in the Treaty of Paris. Borders aren't arbitrary. Borders are the international recognition of rights, of land and territory, and the ability of people in their own lands to democratically decide their future. And Donald said, well, we could just move that line. That's what a gangster regime would do. That's what Putin has decided he can do in Ukraine. When Putin said that Ukraine wasn't a real country, it's the same as Donald Trump saying that we're not a real country. So this is not about a tariff war. So this is where it's going to go, Donald. Keep going, we'll keep going. That's why you are the resistance. That's why it's so important that we hold the line right now. Because this is about the future of our country. What's been really extraordinary, and I tell this story every time because I think my journey isn't all that different than anyone else's journey. To wake up the morning after that election and know we were in deeply uncharted territory. You knew the world had changed forever. Just how bad it was going to be, we didn't know. And how bad it could get. And we're in the age of rising fascism, and unless we can use the language to talk about it, we can't find our way out of it. So that's how my journey in the resistance began. Because what happened in Canada is really, really important to think about. Because you probably didn't even notice it. You just did what you thought was right. You went into that grocery store and you thought, to hell with that, I'm not buying anything American. Right? Nobody told you to do that. That's the power of the boycott. The boycott is one of the most powerful tools for civil resistance. And it just started. And I can guarantee that it was grassroots because I was talking to people across Canada who started to reach out to me and say, we had six of us going to Arizona. We planned this all year and we lost our deposits, but we will not give that regime another dime. So does that matter? Damn right it matters. Because that is an economic pressure point that they can't threaten us. They can't make us bend. When every single person says, I am not participating in something that is wrong, that is the beginning of the resistance that will end this fascist regime. We know what we came from, but we don't know what is coming next. But we know that if we aren't that line in the sand moment, we know where it will go, and it will go to fascism. So in this in-between time, right now, the whole world is watching Canada. We are the front line of democracy. We didn't ask for this, but there's no better people on the planet to have been given that responsibility right now than you, my fellow Canadians, because you've got that Juno Beach gene. You didn't ask for this fight. Our uncles didn't ask for the fight. Our grandfathers didn't ask for the fight. But when it came, we did not stop till the job was done. And the job before us is restoring the rule of law, restoring decency, restoring democracy, ending gangster regimes that can create genocides. It's a big task, but I think we're up for it. Don't you?
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.